Let us pray. Lord, I ask that you would indeed come to us, make us whole. May all the words that I say and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. We have a very low-tech church. There are no screens here. There are no ways of having sound bites. And sometimes when we hear all the scripture and we read the liturgy, it can be so overwhelming in a time when we hear things just in bits and pieces that we forget. I remember asking someone, well, what was the service about? And they said, well, I know the pastor had a really good sermon. I said, well, what did the pastor say? I don't remember. I understand that. Sometimes I can't remember what I said 5 minutes ago. So I want you to have a sound bite to take with you today. If you remember nothing from this service, and I hope you remember some stuff, but if you remember nothing else, I want you to remember this. Don't die before you're dead. And you remember that. Don't die before you're dead. The people that Ezekiel was preaching to had died before they were dead. And you can't really blame them. They had lost all hope. They were dead, and yet they were walking around, the living dead. This is before the HBO shows about zombies. They were dead, and you couldn't blame them. Their beloved city, Jerusalem, had been sacked. Their temple had been destroyed, and they were taken away from the land that they loved. Not only that, they were taught for years and years and years that the presence of God was in that temple, that their God resided in the temple, that the city of Jerusalem wasn't just a nice place to live, but it was the place of God. And now they were taken away from that place. And the temple of the holy God was destroyed. They were dead before they were dead. And they said, our hope is dried up. Our God is gone. All of life, everything that we knew about life, is gone. And then God called a young man. His name was Ezekiel. He was an unlikely prophet. He was a very sensitive young man. He was suffering with his people, and God called him. Now, God didn't say, Ezekiel, this is what I want you to do, and I want you to speak if you're so inclined. Ezekiel describes God as picking him up and placing him somewhere and then saying, speak. So listen, Ezekiel really had no choice. And so one day, God picked Ezekiel up and put him out on a plain where there were all these bones. And you know the story. He said, speak to those bones. And after Ezekiel spoke, he saw an army rise up. And God said, I know what the people are thinking. They've said, our bones are dried. They've said, we have no hope. But I want you to give them a message today. And the message is, I'm not finished with them. And the same God that created Jerusalem and created this people is the same God who will bring life to lifelessness. God is not finished with the people. And in that terrible time of exile, when they thought their hope was gone, that was the time that the Old Testament was written. And we have the written record in front of us. It was through that time. That was the time that the people of Israel realized that God was not a God of place, But God was the God of the universe, and God was a spirit, and all could worship him. It was at that time of the exile that they realized that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was the God of every living creature, and that all could come to worship God. It was at that time of the exile that the doctrine of the resurrection and what it meant to have life after death came to fruition, and people realized that God was a God of life even after our life was over. It was that same resurrection that Martha spoke to when she said, "Well, Lord, I know that there's a resurrection, that at the end of the day, at the end of time, I will see my brother again." And Jesus said to her, "You still haven't figured it quite out. You are looking at resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life." We think of resurrection as something that happens down in the future. But the life that we have in Christ today is life in abundance. And the message that he has for the people of God is, don't die until you're dead. So often we die before we're dead, because life comes in and knocks us down off our feet, and we lose hope. There are relationships that we've pronounced dead, that God has said, "I'm not through with that yet. And I'm a God of resurrection and life. Don't give up on the person that you've given up on. I'm not done with that person yet, so you cannot be done with that person yet. Don't die before you're dead." There's sometimes that we get knocked off our socks physically, and we think, "I'm done." And God says, "I still have life in you. Don't die before you're dead." I learned that from my mother, who a year before she died went to the doctor, and my sister was with her. And my sister came back kind of shaken. Being a nurse, she said, "Do you realize mommy only has 20% cardiac output?" I said, "Well, what does that mean?" She said, "It means, I don't know how she gets up in the morning. How she gets up out of bed. She should be in a home on a respirator. 20% is nothing." She said, "I don't think she'll last too long, but I don't know how she's operating." The week before she died, she was in church ushering, because she wasn't going to die before she was dead. The Spirit of Almighty God is here. And in our communion service, we preach that Jesus is here. And that Spirit, resurrection life, is here. And he's asking his people not to die before they're dead. The same Spirit that took those scattered bones and put meat on them and breath in them, the same Spirit that was in Jesus that says, "I'm the resurrection and the life," the same Spirit who called Lazarus out of his tomb, the same Spirit that brought Jesus back, is the Spirit of Almighty God who's here today. Is there anything that limits the animating Spirit of God? I don't think so. We've had a long, hard winter. And sometimes we look out on the grayness of the winter and say, "Spring will never come." But God is not finished with us yet. And while we still have breath in our bodies, we can have abundant life. Do not give up. God's not giving up on you. Do not give up on yourself, on God, on whatever relationship is in trouble. Do not give up. God is not finished. with us yet. Do not die until you're dead. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, forgive us. Forgive us for wrapping ourselves in the gloom of this winter and thinking that there is no resurrection. We ask that as we come to your service today, to your table, that you will breathe life into those who have felt that they have been dying inside. We ask that your spirit would animate us so that we might live until you call us home. In Jesus' name, amen.